Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Nun Chesam Beis. We're already about halfway down the page, if not more, on Nun Chesam Beis. And we're going to go back to discuss Amar Mar, Nitlu Inbalayan Adayin Tumasan Alayan. We said in the Braisa that if you take the Inbal out of the middle of the bell, that it will still be Tame. So, Frekta Gemara Lamai Chazu, what good is a bell if you take the clapper out of the inside of it? It won't be able to function. It won't be able to make any noise. So it should be like a broken Kli and broken Kalim. Normally, we assume our Tahar. So the reason that it's still considered a kli is because you don't need a professional to repair it. Anyone could just put the inbal right back in, and therefore, even though it's not functional in its current state, but it's so easily fixed that it's still considered to be a kli. So Masav Rava Hazug veInbal Chibor. So Rava asks on that the Braisa tells us that Zug and Inbal are a Chibor, that when they're together, they're a single kli, that if one of them becomes Tameh, the other one becomes Tameh as well. And if the Zug and the Inbal are Tameh, and you sprinkle Mechatas on one of them to be Metairit, the other one becomes Tar as well. So you see from the fact that the Tana calls it a Chibur, sounds like that when they are connected, they're considered to be a full Kli. But if they're separated from each other, then it's considered like a broken Kli, like a Kli that's missing a critical piece and would therefore be Tahar, even if a Hedyot is able to fix it. So apparently, having a Hedyot being able to fix it is not enough to retain its status as a Kli. So the Gemara tries to be a Metarit. V'chi Tema, maybe you're going to say that when we say that it's a Chibur, it doesn't mean that Dafka when they're Mechubur, it's considered a Kli, but Hachi Kamar, Avagav Delo Mechubur, Kamand Mechubur Dami, that even when they're not actually attached to each other, since they can so easily become attached to each other, we treat them as if they're attached and they're Mekabal Tuma, like Abaye said, that any time a Hedyot is able to be Machzirit, we view it as if they are mechubar. Says Gemara, can you really say such a thing? Vatanya, but we have a brisa that says masporis shel parakim. If you have a pair of scissors that are two blades that can be taken apart easily from each other, and when you're using them, you put them together with each other. Viizmal shel rehitini, or you have a knife that they would use to smooth things out. That they would put barzel into some sort of form made out of wood, and they would smooth out the boards. It was a plane to smooth out boards, and after its malacha was over, you'd separate its component parts, so chibur l'tumma, it's considered to be a chibur l'tumma, in the sense that, if one part of it becomes tameh, the other part is tameh as well, but ve'ein chibur l'haza'a, they're not considered fully connected as far as haza'a is concerned, meaning that if the whole thing became tameh, and then you did haza'as mechatas on one of them, on one part of it, the other one does not become tahar. V'amrinan, and we ask on that price, v'hom manavshach, I chibur hu afil la'azah, v'ilo chibur hu afil l'tuminami lo. If it's really a chibur, then it should be a chibur for everything, for the becoming tameh and for becoming tahar. And if it's not a chibur, then it shouldn't be a chibur for anything. V'yamar rabat, d'var Torah b'shas malacha, chibur bein l'tumah bein la'azah, shelo b'shas malacha einu chibur lo l'tumah v'lo la'azah. Really, really on a daraisa level, when you're using it, and therefore the two pieces are together, so then it's a chibur both as far as it becoming tameh, and as far as it becoming tahar. But when it is not in use and the two pieces are apart from each other, it's not considered a single unit, neither with regard to Kabbalah's Tumah, nor with regard to Tahara. But the Gazru al Tumah shelo b'shas melacha mishum Tumah shi b'shas melacha. They made a gzeira that when you're not using it, if one part becomes Tameh, the other part that's not currently connected is also going to become Tameh, because of a gzeira that you might come to assume the same when it's b'shas malacha. And al hazah she b'shas malacha, mishum hazah shalo b'shas malacha. They also made a gzeira that sprinkling mechatas onto one part of it, even when they are connected, is not going to work for the other part, because you might come to think that it works for the other part even when they are not connected. So just like this price says a lashon of chibur, when it's talking about them actually being mechubar at the moments that they are mechubar, so when we said that the zug and the inbal are a chibur, it's talking about when they are actually connected, that it has a din of one kli with regard to tumah and with regard to hazaa. But if you took the inbal out, out, so then it's like a kli that part of it is removed and is now tahor, even though it can very easily be repaired by a hedyot. So based on that kasha, Rava rejects Abaye's teretz, and he explains differently. So again, all of this is to explain why it is that a bell that the inbal has been taken out of it is still going to be tame. So Ella Amar Rava. So Rava says another interpretation. Don't say that when you take the inbal out, it's still tame because a hedyot is able to put it back. No, it's considered a kli that is missing a piece, and the inbal itself is absolutely tahar. It's just the bell itself that still has a shame kli. Hol v'ro'i l'hakisho al gabei cheres. The bell is not useless when it's missing the inbal. You can still bang it against a piece of cheres and it will still make noise. And that's why the bell itself is still tameh. It manami am Rabbi Yosef Chanina. Hol v'ro'i l'hakisho al gabei cheres. And that's exactly what Rabbi Yosef Chanina explained. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, another explanation. You don't even need it to be ro'i to make noise by banging on cheres. The reason the bell remains tame is hol v'roi legamea bo mayim letinok. You could use it as a baby bottle. So you see from Rabbi Yochanan is that a broken kli does not become tahar from Kabbalah's Tumah unless it's not ro'i for any malacha. But had it been ro'i for any sort of malacha, even one that's not me'in malachta rishona, one that's not similar to its original purpose, it would still be enough to retain its status of tumah. So let's in fact stop right there, and we'll pick up from that tomorrow, Bezos Hashem.